That was a double-edged sword, because as a new wave or a punk band, getting signed meant you were no longer, you know, too radical for something like that. You were selling out. And on the other hand, you thought, wait a minute, I want to do this for the rest of my life and make really good money. And you thought, and the way to do that is to get signed. So I remember going into Bob Seger's manager's office and talking to him face to face with my CD and stuff. Yeah, I remember talking to him. But that, you know, he wasn't into that type of thing. He was into things that he would hear as a top 40 band type of thing, you know. I mean, we had played on American Bandstand, and we got 77. It wasn't some of our best stuff that was on that show, but it kind of gave you a shot in the arm that, you know, you can still, maybe something will happen, you know. If you don't enjoy it, really, if you don't enjoy it, you're not going to do it for long.